This is Tamara with the local news for Sunday, June 14th, 2015. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. John Mason in the Register Star reports that after announcing May 19th that he will again run for Hudson mayor, Nick Haddad now will not. Hudson Politics had other announcements with Tom DiPietro, a WGXC programmer and volunteer now running for Common Council president, and Michael Comedes is now the new chairman of the Hudson City Democrats. Tiffany Martin Hamilton is now running unopposed in the Democratic Party primary. Incumbent Mayor William Hallenbach, Republican, then will most likely be competing with Martin in November. Mason says Claudia DeStefano is likely to be the Republican candidate for Common Council president against two WGXC programmers, DiPietro and Victor Mendolia, the Democrat. Current Council President Don Moore will run for the seat currently held by Supervisor Ellen Thurston, Democrat from the 3rd Ward. Thurston, another WGXC programmer, will not run for re-election. Haddad, who had previously lost to Hallenbach for mayor, went out complaining, mostly about Mendolia, in the Register Star article, after the Democratic committee turned himself and his son down for different elections, quote, "I'm not running for anything. I'm done. I want nothing more to do with any of these folks. Their colors have been shown. The committee's ethos is bankrupt," unquote. Read the full story in the Register Star. Michael Ryan in the Windham Journal reports that Assemblymember Pete Lopez at a recent town meeting discussed receiving phone calls accusing someone of exerting, quote, "undue influence," unquote, over the Prattsville Bridge reconstruction, and what may be a political dispute that will now delay the project. Frank Cangelasso, a Republican who lost the election to Town Supervisor Corey O'Hara in 2013, is now accusing the Democrat O'Hara of scuttling, quote, "a fourth bridge option," unquote, the most costly of the proposals that would move a chunk of the town away from the Schoharie Creek. O'Hara's business would be moved in the proposal, which was ruled out early on by the Department of Transportation. Lopez, a Republican who represents Greene County and Albany, wrote a letter June 5th to the New York State Assembly saying, quote, "Area residents question the process by which the current four DOT bridge options were selected," unquote. Lopez said in an interview that it wasn't a partisan battle, quote, "This is not about vilifying Corey O'Hara. I was never at a meeting where anyone was pursuing their own interest. It has been about finding the best option for the town," unquote. Read the full story in the Windham Journal. Today is Sunday, June 14th, and the National Weather Service in Albany predicts a partly sunny day with a high near 79, a 60% chance of showers and possibly a thunderstorm after midnight tonight with a low around 61. Monday, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm with a high near 72 and a low around 62. Tuesday, there's just a 30% chance of showers with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 81. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre.